a sunny one around in Arkansas. We fell in love and I met her old mom. Reckon that I never saw her coming at all. My baby, she's working for the TSA. My baby, she's working for the TSA. Met her in a little rock airport bar. We made love in her broke down car. I got a scratched up back and a wore out heart. My baby, she's working for the TSA. My baby, she's working for the TSA. I went to hire in her bomb, her hand on her gun. We made love with the radio on. She had the radio on. Check helps to seal the deal. My baby, she's working for the TSA. My baby, she's working for the TSA. So here I stand in the old Walmart. I got a shopping list for my shopping cart. I think she's pretty, she thinks I'm smart. My baby, she's working for the TSA. My baby, she's working for the TSA. As a jet flew overhead.
TSA. So anyways, I was wondering why they was always looking at my banjo. I told them I wasn't going to play it or anything, but a friend of mine pointed out that this part of the banjo in the X-ray machine is the same dimension as a Claymore mine. So decided I'd go ahead and let him look at it. One time I was coming through customs there, coming over from Dover and from France to England. I was on doing a bus tour with Bill Frisell and Avon Kang, and I was the last one through customs. I was carrying my banjo, and they went on down the hallway and was looking at me through a sheet of plexiglass. And the feller that I was talking to with my passport, he says, "Man, I play the banjo too. Can I see your banjo?" And I was showing him a banjo, and he says, "What? How's this thing made?" I said, "Well, my buddy makes them," and I opened it up for him and showed him how it's put together. And anyway, all these guys I was traveling with and the bus driver and everybody, all they saw was this guy going through my banjo, and they thought I was really getting the shake down there. But really, I was showing the guy my banjo and inviting him to the show. He said he played the banjo, so he come to the show and everything. That's pretty cool. Banjo people, do we have any banjo people here tonight besides me and Jake? Any got some banjo folks? They love to talk banjo. You know, the banjo is one of the only instruments you can disassemble with a crescent wrench. Right in front of you there. Very little of it's glued together. It's all just wing nuts and baling wire and stuff and take it apart. So here's a song called Bluegrass Suicide. Now, I made up this song here. I was working on the theory that if you just had one really good first line, that the rest of the song would kind of write itself. And I'm not sure if it works very good, but that was the theory I was working under. And the first line of this song is, "It ain't news if it ain't on fire." See?